to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Watchman radio show, where we continue with our study of the book of Revelation. And as I said before, we have to study it in light of the things that are currently happening in the world. And that's what we've been doing. Last time I spoke to you about the mark of the beast. I talked to you about technocracy, how the mark of the beast is going to come about, how it will be impossible ultimately for those who do not have the mark to either buy or sell. And I told you it is all linked to the things that are being put in people's bodies that somehow start off as vaccines, but are upgraded bit by bit by bit by bit, and eventually they ultimately lead to the mark of the beast. And actually a bit of that has been alluded to in their own literature, the literature of the people who are putting this up. They've kind of alluded to it and say, you know, they are going to connect it to cryptocurrencies, which are also going to be one kind of one world currency. So cryptocurrencies, so then they say it, and I said this in the last show that was, you know, original, I said that the excuse was that it was to give, you know, points to people who are exercising good lifestyles, maybe going to the gym and what, so they put some cryptocurrency so they can tell from the activity in your body that you're working out, that you're not sedentary and so on. And it all sounds good, of course, but it's leading somewhere. And I told you where it is all leading. So if you didn't listen to the previous message, we repeated it on radio because the previous one had run with a very heavy sound in the background and people had complained. So we repeated it with a much lesser sound to ease the listening for all people involved, because some of the knowledge that was being dispensed there was vital for this end time. Now, I'm continuing with Revelation 13, and in as much as I might have been tempted to speak a bit about what's happening in Israel, let me finish with Revelation 13. It's also important right now, and then perhaps in the next coming weeks, we shall delve into what is happening between Israel and Palestine currently, and how it affects the end time, and what pointers we can get from those occurrences. But I'll start with Revelation 13 now from verse 1, and take it up from there. Remember that previously we started from verse 15, so I'm not going in any kind of chronological order. So Revelation 13 verse 1, then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like, before I go to verse 2, let me first get this out of the way. First of all, remember we talked about the 7 heads and 10 horns. We talked about the 10 groupings of leaders who are spoken about in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 13, Revelation chapter 17 and 18. 10 either countries or groupings or whatever it is, the 10 kings who have yet to receive a kingdom. We spoke about that and I explained to you what that means. But also in the same Revelation 17, it explains that the sea you saw are many peoples and waters. So now when he says he saw a beast rising up out of the sea, he says this beast is going to be a kingdom that rules over the whole world, because the Bible uses seas. There was no oceans and there was no lakes. Okay. In the Bible language, there's no lakes and oceans, everything is a sea. So it uses a sea to signify a multitude of people, which means basically the whole world. That's what it means. So now what he's saying here is, he's saying that he sees a beast rising up from out of the sea. Now, what is that beast and what is the sea that is rising up out of? That's the main question that we have to ask ourselves. What is the beast and where is he rising up from? And the beast, of course, here is talking about the Antichrist. And that is so evident that he's talking about the Antichrist. And what he's saying is, he goes on to describe how this Antichrist is going to look like. So I will start from verse 1 again. I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, that is from a multitude of nations, having 7 heads and 10 horns. We discussed that in about 2 radio messages ago. And on his horns were 10 crowns, which is just a symbol of authority for those 10 kingdoms, and on his heads a blasphemous name. And we know everything about the blasphemy. Then he goes on to say, now the beast which I saw, now he's describing the beast. And now this is extremely important for everybody to understand. The beast which I saw was like a leopard. Now you have to know that Bible prophecy does not say the beast which I saw was a leopard. It always says was like. It's kind of describing something without any sort of certainty. That's how all prophetic things. I saw what I saw was like an eagle. It doesn't say was an eagle. It says was like an eagle. So anyhow, because these are spiritual things he's seeing, and he's relating them to natural things that he knows about that are happening in the natural. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. The beast he's talking about is the Antichrist, but he goes on to describe using animals, because these animals signify kingdoms or empires that will exist or do exist right now in the time of the beast. And these are known empires which are going to come together, and they will get authority from the dragon, and they will get their power from the dragon and the authority. And then they will rule the world in this time that we are living in. So the beast which I saw was like a leopard. Now all these are nations signified here by animals. Now, of course, he cannot say the beast which I saw, for instance, was like America, because there was no such nation like America at the time. However, if he says an animal, then you can associate a country with an animal and know that, because all countries have animals as their symbols, at least most of them. So he would describe something about that empire, because remember, he's writing this 2,000 years ago. And he's talking about empires which are going to exist in the time we currently are living. So he cannot describe them by their current names, because those empires were not formed at the time. However, he gives a description of them from an animal, because a leopard 2,000 years ago is a leopard today. Nothing changes. And so is a lion, and so is every other animal. So that's why Bible prophecy uses metals like gold and silver, because those ones don't change. They are the same, you know, all throughout the generations. Uses animals because those don't change either. They are the same throughout the generation. And other descriptions that are not subject to change. Okay, so he says, the beast which I saw was like a leopard. Now, of course, a leopard is something of a national symbol of Germany. They also use the eagle, but you see, they are more associated with the leopard, the German leopard. So many things are called the leopard. They have ammunition and so on. So Germany uses so much the leopard as its symbol. Although, as I said, they also use an eagle. But an eagle is associated more with America than it is with any other country. So, but Germany is the one which is so much associated with the leopard. So let's just say the beast which I saw had the characteristics of Germany. Then he says his feet were like the feet of a bear. Now, the bear is Russia. The animal symbol for Russia is a bear. And that's really incontrovertible, because that's the truth. Just like you can say the crested crane. If he was talking about Uganda, then he would say, I saw a crested crane. And then he couldn't say Uganda, because Uganda was only formulated less than 150 years ago. However, if he said, I saw a crested crane, then when you read in that time, you say, hey, crested crane signifies Uganda. Or any other animal that is associated with it. So anyhow, now having seven heads and verse 2, the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear. Now the feet, the body is of Germany. So he has the body of a leopard, and he has that appearance. But he has feet which look like the feet of a bear. Now a bear, of course, the feet, the bear is Russia. And the feet signified military strength, okay? Because that's, you know, there is this Germany which comes together with Russia. That might not seem so likely right now, especially because everybody seems to be talking down Russia and so on. But remember, some of you don't really know what's happened geopolitically until you know, until you see certain things like business. On the one hand, everybody is criticizing Russia, especially now these liberals, and, you know, America and so on. But then you see countries like Germany continuing to do business with them, especially with natural gas, then you know maybe it's just rhetoric, but there's something cooking underground. So he says, the feet were like the feet of a bear, that is Russia. Then he says, and the mouth were like the mouth of a lion. Now a lion is the symbol for other countries, but here in this case for the for Great Britain, the mouth of a lion. Now why a mouth? Because, you know, if you look around actually at where the kingdom of the Antichrist is right likely to come from, which is Europe, the language of the European Union is English. So that's why the mouth is used to speak. So the mouth is for Great Britain. Of course, English is the language which originated from Britain. So the mouth is like the mouth of a lion. Then so you're seeing three countries here: Germany, the leopard, Russia, the bear, and then Britain, the lion. But then he goes on to say the dragon gave him his authority. Now, of course, the dragon talks about the devil. But also, there is a country, a big empire right now, whose national symbol is the dragon, and of course is China. So they say these countries come together and China somehow gives them its authority. Okay? Now, you have to know that if you want to know what is the devil's plan for the end time, just look at China, because they are not a dragon for nothing. Everything you see in China, the New World Order will want to institute across the world in the countries that they have control over. For instance, the surveillance state, where they have social credit system, where people are given marks according to how they behave themselves. So if you say anything that is anti-government or do something that is anti-social or any kind of thing of breaking of the law, you're given a social credit system. You're given marks. It's almost like in school. And now if you fail to hit a certain mark, then they lock you up. It might not even be locking you up in a prison cell because you've not committed a real crime, but they can say, for instance, you are not allowed to leave Kampala district, the province. Let's say if you are in a certain province, you're not supposed to leave this province, or you're not supposed to leave Beijing. So if you even disobey further, they even bring it lower and say now you're not supposed to leave a certain neighborhood. If you disobey further, they bring it even closer and they say now you're under house arrest. And of course, if you take it further, now they can actually completely incarcerate you and take you to prison. But now that's the social credit system that has been running in China for quite some time, by the way. And I'll tell you, if I'll give you an example. There was a story of a Chinese American who had gone to university in America, and she had a Chinese passport, and she was really, she was here and there. But she had an American passport, but she was of Chinese origin. So she goes to university in America, and studies and finishes university and goes home to see her folks. Now, when she gets there, she gets into a spat on social media with another girl who apparently had taken her boyfriend. So she goes on social media and abuses her and does not say, I'm going to kill you. It just says that you think you're pretty and what. Things which would ordinarily happen in any society and so on. So she doesn't threaten violence. She doesn't threaten to do anything harmful to her rival. For a guy, she just writes and says, not so kind things, let's put it that way. The social credit system faulted her based on her social media posting. And when she wanted to leave China to go back to America, even if she had an American passport, China said, you cannot leave the country because you've misbehaved according to our rules. Now you're stuck in China all your life. You cannot leave China to go anywhere. Now, if she misbehaves even further, the walls continue closing in and in and in. Now imagine things which people do in a social way. You go and abuse some girl who perhaps took your boyfriend and tell her you think you're ugly, you know, you're beautiful, but you're ugly, you even have bad legs and so on. And the next thing you realize, actually, the social credit system has come down on you and you cannot travel. Now that is what is happening in China right now. Everything belongs to the state. Okay? Companies belong to the state. Even rich people, remember the Alibaba guy who for some reason came up and tries to say anything that even remotely resembles criticism of the state. The next thing you hear, he has disappeared. Of course, sometimes they come back after they have been reoriented. Every religion has to be given a Chinese touch. So they take Muslims and, you know, tell them to take out all this Quran stuff from them and give them a Chinese version of Islam. Then they take Christians and, you know, give them a Chinese version of the Bible and so on. All churches are monitored and so on. Many of them are closed. They don't want big churches. They don't want for no, that sort of natural oppression which happens in China. Now, that is the dragon. That is the dragon system. Now, as China even develops it further, and does not even stop there, it actually goes all the way into serious surveillance, face recognition. If they are looking for you, they have cameras all over the place, which can track somebody down even amidst 1,000 people entering a stadium. They will smoke you out, they will pick you out. So just know, when you live in China, you have to obey the rules 100%. Otherwise, your life is a total misery. And the rules are not set by you, they are not set democratically, they are not set through consensus, they are set through pure and undisguised dictatorship. Now, that is the dragon system. That's what the devil wants in the end time, where he turns all people into some kind of robots to do the work of the devil. Now, that is what is going to happen when the Antichrist system is in play and when he is completely in power. Now, China is just giving us a foretaste of what it will be like to live in the world under the Antichrist, where every financial transaction that you have is monitored. Every movement that you have is monitored. Every place that you go, your house is monitored. Everything about you is monitored. All your social media, you know, postings and everything that you do is monitored. There is not a single thing that you do that is outside of the scope of this huge surveillance system. So that is currently running in China. Now, there was one thing that was left for them to take it to the next level. And that is, they did not have the kind of internet that they needed. Remember, there was 2G, there was 3G, there was 4G, which made it possible for some people to do so many things, downloading video. Now, of course, you've heard we've moved over to 5G. And guess who is leading in 5G technology? It is China. And now 5G technology is going to rule the world where we are going. When 4G came in place around in the late, you know, the first century of the 2000s, most of the companies, the top companies in the world, were mostly oil companies and telecom companies like AT&T and so on. But as soon as 4G came in place, everything changed. The top companies are all tech, because 4G now enters and makes things possible at a totally different level. Now, of course, there are so many things which people want in regard to what technology can do. And I told you a bit about of how we are moving into a technocracy where we are ruled by technology. Everything is ruled by technology. Everything has to be online, monitored, and so on. So that's where we are going. Now, seeing as we are going there, now what actually happens is they needed a generation of internet that can manage the kind of surveillance that they are interested in. 4G was not good enough. Remember, they tried to start driverless cars with 4G technology, but it wasn't fast enough for the car or for the technology in the car to respond to what it is seeing ahead. So many of the cars would crash because it wasn't fast enough. Now, when you move from 4G to 5G, everything changes, because now, actually, the human brain is slower than the technology. So it will be safer for a car to drive itself rather than for a human being to drive it. And that's actually what they are saying. And in some places, they are saying they are going to get rid of driven cars, or they will be purely driverless cars by 2030. That's in 9 years from now. That's the target in some places of the world. For instance, the states in America of New York and California have already said they want purely driverless cars by the year 2030. Now, that has been made possible because of 5G. Because 5G technology is fast enough for a car to see that there's another car coming, and it makes a decision very fast, even faster than a human being would. So the time it takes for you to see an obstacle and respond by stepping on the brake and so on, the 5G technology does it much faster than you do. So now it becomes safer to do that, according to them. Of course, like, that would also be true, really. Now, so 5G technology is going to change everything about what we know about the world. But most importantly, it is going to give power to China, and finally make, and has put China, especially in this regard, ahead of the United States. Because there has always been that, of course, they are not ahead of them in terms of size of economy and so on, but 5G is going to, very soon they will be, because 5G is going to be a major factor. And now China is far ahead of America. Now, let me tell you what happened. You know, when 4G came around 2008, and America, of course, was leading in the 4G. So what happened is China realized that internet went a step higher. You know, the country that was in charge of that higher step always had big leverage over everybody else. They took one giant stride ahead of everybody else. And of course, it led to a lot of profit. It led to power. It led to the ability to collect data from all sorts of people who connect to that technology and so on. And America was leading in that. So what China did is they went and got $2 billion and gave it to Huawei, a company of theirs. And your companies, they are subservient to the government. So they gave Huawei $2 billion. Now, that cannot happen in America because in democracies, government finances are different from finances. You cannot use government money to finance a company in America, at least not legally, okay? Because that this is taxpayer money, you cannot use it to finance a company legally. So now what that means is if American companies wanted to go ahead and develop 5G technology, they would have to look for the $2 billion from within their resources and hope that that works out and that eventually leads to profit. But then that's something they would have to go and convince their shareholders, and if they could even have the money, or if they could take a loan of that amount of money from the banks. But now what China does, because for it follows different rules, it just gets government money. Now, $2 billion is very big for any company in the world, but it is very small for a government like China. It is very small for a government like China. So the government gets money, gives it to Huawei, and Huawei goes and starts trying to be ahead of the 5G. So we moved from 3G to 4G. America is in the lead. Now, Huawei made sure when we moved to 5G, China will be in the lead. So, and guess what? They did exactly that. Around 2020, China starts rolling out their 5G technology, and America is nowhere near. And actually, they were talking about developing theirs by 2025. And China says, well, who has 5 years to wait? It's already out there. So now America starts using their leverage to try and stop different countries from connecting to Chinese 5G, to Huawei's 5G, because they were saying, actually, Huawei is just a collection data, a data collection company for the Chinese Communist Party, which for the most part is true. So the American government, that time of Donald Trump, tries to block Huawei from entering America. You know, remember they put sanctions on them. They try to block Huawei from going anywhere. And they bring up all these things. There was even a court case involved. But all that is because America was realizing that China has taken a giant stride ahead, and it was going to be very difficult for them to catch up. So they had to. The only thing they could do is maybe speed up the process of developing their own 5G so that countries of the world can choose between American or Chinese 5G, or speed up their own process of developing their own 5G as they are trying to frustrate Huawei from signing contracts with different, nations for provision of 5G technology. Anyway, ultimately they succeeded a bit in doing that, because India started kind of not wanting to accept Huawei in there. But that was then, because now India seems to be in good sync with China. So it's possible that they will soon go down there. France announced that telecommunication operators will not be able to renew licenses for Huawei equipment when they expired. Effectively, they were phasing out the company's presence in France. Vietnam also took something of the like, and said they were not interested in Chinese 5G. And a few other countries, Italy, Canada, and of course America. We are using competitors of Huawei, but they were not exactly banning Huawei altogether. Like large telecommunication firms in Belgium, Croatia, Finland, Greece, Norway, Portugal, Singapore, Spain, all were using Ericsson or Nokia to build their 5G networks. But remember, they were building 5G networks, but China had one already in place. So it's a big race. Now, 5G is going to be a lot of power. That's so much power for anybody to have, if you know what I'm talking about. A lot of power for anybody to have. So now it says here, the beast which I saw was like a leopard, that's Germany. Its feet were like feet of a bear, that's Russia. And its mouth was like the mouth of a lion, and that's Great Britain. Now, the dragon, China, gave it its 5G. I am trying to read these scriptures in light of what's happening today, okay? Because we are not just studying, we are relating what is there and what the scripture writes and what is here. Now, if these countries stick together, and because remember, there are two clear forces, you know, blocks of power in the world. Previously, it was America, Russia, now it's America, China. Now, there will be countries which will align with America at some stage, and those countries, or at least will align away from China, and will align with other countries, let's say like America. And then there will be those which will go with China. And it says here, the Antichrist comes out of this alliance between Britain, Germany, Russia, and China. Now, this alliance has been on and off. For one, now I know that China seems to be aligning a bit with India. And if they do, then they will be in a good alliance with Russia as well. Now, if Russia and China, because Russia has a lot of military equipment which China does not have. China is just working behind, you know, they are lagging behind in terms of military equipment, and they are scared about that because America is so far ahead of them in military soft and hardware. So they are lagging behind. But Russia is not that far ahead of America because all throughout the Cold War they were developing it. So now the alliance between China and Russia would be very important for determining the destiny of this end time and the time in which we are living. But of course, what India adds is something else, but it's not here in this one. So it's just a nyongeza, so to speak. But then, two European countries, actually more than two, because they have not included France, but then there's also France somewhere, and I'm going to show you that scripture which talks a bit about France. So two European countries, Great Britain and Russia, join in, plus China. So now they are building an alliance that is going to bring the Antichrist. And now this very alliance, when it comes to certain wars, particular wars, let's say against Israel, all these will be on the side of the devil. So this is not alliance of nations. There is a demonic alliance, alliance of the devil, the dragon. The devil gives them their power. Remember I said China is a nation that is shaped after actually the devil himself, you understand? And I've told you, now you know some people will say, yeah, you know what, development and what, okay, you go. The point is, everything they are doing it according to what exactly what the devil would want and what the whole Antichrist government of the world will look like. If you want to know what it will look like, if you want to know what life will be like if you miss the rapture, then you just study how life is in China. Now, of course, it's different if you are going there to buy their goods and come back, then they will impress. But if you are actually a citizen of China, then you know that you have no democratic rights, you have no power of choice, you have no... I mean, you're just there as a robot, and your work is to do what you're told and to actually build for apparently the greater vision. So you're just a small pawn in the whole picture of China pursuing global dominance. That's if you're one of them. Now, of course, it's different in the West because people are not just pawns. American people are not, for instance, or even the European people and so on. Even the Ugandan people are not just pawns in our country pursuing global dominance or whichever kind of dominance we'd be pursuing. No, they are human beings. In China, they are not. They're just pawns. Do what you're told and want to see you moving, not speaking. And that's the system of the Antichrist. So what I'm saying, these countries, Britain, Russia come and they get their power from the dragon, and that is the area in which the beast comes out. Okay, now that's why he says the beast came out of so many people, but I saw it looked like this. It looked like Germany, it looked like Britain, it looked like Russia. Okay, and it got all its power from China. Now, when you look at power, you know, there's also trading power. Remember when when the American government of Trump was having issues with the European Union and the NATO, the whole NATO arrangement, because he was saying they were not contributing the money they are supposed to be contributing. Now, what happens is Germany could not fight America because that's where they sell all their luxury cars, all the wonderful luxury cars that are made in Germany are mostly sold in America, and that's a big business of theirs. Also, their pharmaceuticals and so on. So they could not get into a serious war with America because they could not afford it. But at around that time, the Germans started saying, but why should America put us on ransom? When you can actually, China is now actually has a lot more people, five times the number of people than America. And now those people are becoming rich. So we might be able to be selling our luxury cars to China and everything to China. Even American companies cannot afford to cross China. Because you look at, let's say, a company like Apple and their iPhones. They say they have about 900 million iPhones in the world, and 300 million of them are in China. So now they cannot cross China because they're an American company, but China has them, you know, by the scruff of their neck because of the business opportunities. Now all these countries run to China for business opportunities, for the masses of people that are there, and for the fact that now those people also have purchasing power, which maybe 20 years ago they didn't have, now they have. So the countries which are of going that side go under the dragon, and the dragon gives them its authority. Now go to verse 3. I hope like I'm helping you understand this. Now other countries will align behind different whatever. And now how you know those who are aligned for and against, those who align with China will always have an enmity for Israel. And it is not a natural thing. It is a spiritual thing. It is not natural, it is spiritual. And every time you find yourself becoming angry and, you know, very angry with Israel, just know it's because it's a spirit taking you over, by the way. Because the spirit of the Antichrist has always hated Israel from Haman, okay, in the book of Esther, who wanted to destroy all the Jews for no reason, just because one Jew refused to bow down for him, to all the way to Hitler, who also believed that he was the Antichrist because he was telling people that he's going to rule for 1,000 years. All of them, the one thing they have is their hatred for the Jewish race and for Israel. So now all the countries that align with the Antichrist and the Chinese system, all of them will hate Israel, and that will be a given. And now all those that align on the side of the Lord will actually find themselves entering into an alliance with Israel. This is what is going to happen in the end time. You see? And the scripture says, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling, that whoever hits against it, like I'm paraphrasing, falls the other way. In other words, it's the dividing line. Do you love Jerusalem? Jerusalem as a city belonging to Israel, not Palestine. Now, if you want Palestine, what Palestinian, we stand with Palestine, go and stand with China and the devil. Because I'm seeing some believers going down that route. No, spiritual Israel, what? Natural Israel. No. You can't separate the two, okay? That's because they want to believe CNN over the Bible. And of course, that's their choice, okay? But if you want to believe what you read, CNN and BBC and all those crappy, whatever, news channels over the Bible, then you go down that route and start justifying people who want to eliminate Israel. But you see, there are scriptures where God says that, promised Abraham that he's going to give them, him and his descendants, that land. So if you're saying spiritual Israel, are you staying in that place? Since you're a spiritual son of Abraham, was he telling you that all of spiritual sons of Abraham are going to stay in that place? No, he was talking about natural sons of Abraham, who are the Jewish race. And they, the natural sons of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob. Okay? Not through Ishmael. And he said he's going to give them that land. And he said he's going to defend it. And everybody who tries to take it is going to hit themselves. But that's what I'm talking about here. So anyway, I'll move on. And I said, I saw one of the heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. Now remember, the beast can be the kingdom or it can be a person. It can be one way or the other, Okay? But one thing I've known from my study, and I'll talk about this a bit more, is that the Antichrist has to come from, there has to be a connection to Germany. Okay? I think I know who the person is, but there has to be a connection to Germany, and he's there, and I'm very sure it is there. Anyhow, so they worshipped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like the beast, who is able to make war with him? He has become so big, he's now in charge. He's, you know, all that. And so they are worshipping. But now, here is where it is very important, verse 5, for us to understand. Because some people think, especially those people who belong to that empire, think that they can come and change things over and kind of, you know, make it look like they are going to rule the world for so many years. They are not. It is written here in the Bible, the time they are going to rule, the Antichrist and his system and the dragon are going to rule the earth. It is specified in the Bible. It cannot be a day more. It is written right here in the Word. And he was given a mouth speaking great things. That is the beast. Was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue, in other words, for his reign to continue for only 42 months. So the Antichrist system, which they are trying to instill right now, through forcing people into all these things, you cannot travel, you cannot buy, you cannot sell, you cannot what, and they hope that they will prolong the reign of the Antichrist. They cannot, because the Bible gave them only 42 months. So right now, they are trying so hard to impose it, but it's going to fail because the 42 months are not yet. And still, they can only, the spirit kingdom of the Antichrist in all its entirety can only be enforced when the church has left this world. It cannot be fully enforced when we and the Spirit of God are on this earth. The devil knows it, his servants don't. Okay? The devil knows that he cannot fully institute his system here when the church is here, because the Spirit of God is here. Okay? And he cannot. Okay? So, but he will wait after the rapture when the church has been taken. Okay, not that he will wait. He will try to push, but it's just, you know, scripture says he seeks to change the times, talking about the Antichrist. He's in the book of Daniel. He says he seeks to change the times. So he's trying to prolong his stay. And then Jesus said in the book of Matthew 24 that unless those days had been shortened. So you see, God knew that there would have been tough days. There will be tough days. So he said we'll shorten them and we'll give him only 42 months. That is 3.5 years only. That will be the period of the Antichrist. Now, everything they are trying to do now, enforcing all these things and, you know, China trying to spread its model, they are going to crash. They are going to crash. Now, what is actually going to happen is this. Because, you know, what's happening is we are entering into an interesting time where we are seeing the birth pangs, the actual birth pangs of the real end time church of Christ. We are just seeing the birth pangs of it. And it starts slow, but it is going to spread and become so powerful that all these forces of the enemy are going to be put to flight. Now, they are not used to it. They are used to a defeated church, people whom they can tell to do anything they want to do, people who are going to preach about vaccinations and what on their pulpits. That's the kind of church they are used to. But they don't know what is coming. They do not know what is coming. They will not be amused when now we see the birthing of the real end-time church of Christ, which comes in power, in superior power, in divine authority, in supernatural occurrences, and walking in things that cannot be explained by science and cannot be denied either. Okay? Powerful things which come and destroy all the deception of the devil. Because what happens is, let me read further, and I will tell you why this is so important. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. Now you see, he's grand. So he comes. He does not think anything about the name of Jesus and so on and all that, because apparently he's, you know, the servant of the devil. Then it says, it was granted him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority was given him over every tribe, every tongue, and every nation. So he will rule the earth. But not everybody, and not entirely until the church is out of the way. Then now verse 8 says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. But then it goes on to qualify it and says, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Now what he is saying is that those whose names were not written in the Lamb's book of life, those who have chosen to go down that route, they will actually worship the beast. Tell them to worship Jesus, they will not. But because they have chosen that direction, they will give themselves over to worship the beast. Remember, he says in the book of Thessalonians that God will send them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie. He actually says God will send them a strong delusion that they will believe a lie. Why does he send them the delusion? Because they have been exposed to the truth for so long and they have refused to believe it. So he says, since you've known the truth and you've despised the truth, so now here is the delusion. You believe a lie. And I know what that lie is. We'll talk about that at some stage. He says, it was granted, I'll read verse 8 again. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So that does not include you, hopefully, who is listening, because your name has been written in the book of life of the Lamb. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Now, it's so important that you hear and know what is happening. So that when you hear things about, the technocracy, all this technology and so on, you know it is just pointing in a direction of the mark of the beast. I'm not saying anything's wrong with technology, but I'm saying the way it is all being played out, where now increasingly certain voices are being cut off from social media platforms for reasons ABC. Even now mine, they have even started warning people about my page on social media platforms. On Facebook, they are putting it out there that, you're using, they're using a very lousy excuse for saying that they have pulled down my material. So, and we have to get used to that, of course, unless we have our own platforms, which we shall have. If those platforms belong to the devil, we are not going to be propagating the gospel there for so long without being fought, because the devil will always be a fighter. Then he says in verse 10, he who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Now, allow me to dwell briefly on that. He says, he who leads into captivity shall go into captivity, and he who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Now, the interesting thing here is there are people whose work has been to lead people into captivity. And they are the ones, and actually after they've led everybody else, they themselves will go into captivity. Then he says, those who live by the sword will also die by what? By the sword. Okay? And now that is everybody. And you see everybody pushing, everyone, go, let's go, and we have to go and get vaccinated, against what? And then you see even governments following. They are leading people into captivity, and I'm talking about these specific ones, not the other ones which we did against this. There are specific ones which are very controversial. People have banned them from other countries and so on, but somehow there are people who are leading everybody in that direction. And the people who are being led there want to be led there. Okay? And here's the thing. I was reading the other day that the European Council, let me actually pick it here and read it for you. On 27th January, the Council of Europe signed Resolution 2361, which states that vaccinations in EU member states should not be mandatory. Furthermore, persons who have not been vaccinated may not be discriminated against in any way. This effectively stops the notion of vaccine passports. The resolution goes so far as to order member states such as Sweden to actively inform citizens of these rights. The resolution has largely been ignored by the mainstream media. Why? They have to lead people into captivity. But you see now, this is the European Council has passed a resolution saying you can't force anybody to vaccinate and you cannot discriminate against somebody who chose not to vaccinate. But are you going to see that on CNN? No, because it does not fit the agenda of what they are pushing. Because they will only give you agenda-sieved news. So now they ignore that resolution. But it's there. It's not passed by Uganda. It's passed by the European Union. Okay? And several other states in America. But that's not going to be anywhere on the news. So, because there are certain people who have determined to push people into captivity. So he says, those who lead others into captivity shall themselves go into captivity. So having led others in, because the devil has no friends, he will use them to lead others in, then he himself will come for them after they have finished doing their work. Then he says, also come, also you do some good kiboko. Then he says, and he who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Interesting. Then he says, here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Now, patience is going to be a key thing here. Because some people who are impatient look around, and I've seen so many people who have gone down certain roads already because they have refused to be patient. And they have refused to see certain things are going to change. It's not going to be like this. It's not going to be like this all the time. No, you just be patient. Remember what Jesus said in Luke chapter 21. You'll be betrayed. Luke 21 verse 16 to 19, I am reading. You'll be betrayed even by parents and brothers, relatives and friends. And they will put some of you to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But not a hair of your head shall be lost. Then he says, by your patience possess your souls. Patience, very powerful. By your patience possess your souls. Luke 21, 19. By your patience possess your souls. Because you are going to be persecuted. It might look like that is the end. It might look like there is no way back for you. But there will always be a way. Because Jesus actually says, not a hair shall fall off your head, shall be lost. Now, that's interesting. Okay? Not a hair shall be lost. So, what he's saying that you have his word, that you have no reason to fear, but you only have to be patient. Now, here in Revelation chapter 13, verse 10, he's saying, he who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. So faith and patience actually do go together. If you believe the word of God, if you believe what we are talking about and that it is the word of God, and you believe Bible prophecy, then you know very well that this whole system of the Antichrist, which is trying to impose before his time, is going to fail. Because the scripture has said that it is only going to last, his reign is only going to last 42 months. And we are not yet there. So just wait for him to fail. He cannot succeed. The word of God says it is going to crash. It will come back later after the rapture. And those 42 months will be after the rapture. The final 3.5 years after the rapture. But for now, as long as we are here, it is going to fail. So just be patient and possess your soul, as Jesus said. And he's talking about the end times when he says that in Luke chapter 21. The whole chapter, actually. Most of it. Actually, all of it is talking about the end time. So he says, by your faith and your patience, just be patient and possess your souls. So, very important. Now, the next part of Revelation 13, which I'm also going to, I don't know if rushing through it now will give us justification, but I'll do what I can within this time. But even as we are going to, because there are two beasts spoken about here, the whole of Revelation 13 speaks about three things. A world political system, one world political system, that is, a one world religious system, and a one world financial system. I started with explaining to you the financial system. Today I've explained to you a bit of the political system and how it is going to operate. Countries aligning under China and creating some kind of one world government. Of course, there will be those which will not necessarily be under it. But when the reign of the Antichrist comes, almost all the world will be under it. But before that actual reign, before the 42 months, some countries will not go that direction. They will choose to go the direction of freedom rather than persecution and all that. So, but remember, in your patience, you shall win your souls. You shall possess your souls. Very important. Remember that. Then he goes on to say, but maybe before we go that, I just have a few things I want to talk about here. So now that we know this thing is not going to work, it is so important for the church to prepare itself for the new, it's almost like the church is going to shed the skin. You know, like that thing which an eagle, which the scripture says in Isaiah chapter 40, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength like an eagle and mount up with wings like an eagle, where it almost redoes itself, okay, the church. Now, there has been a church which is... it's been characterized for the most part, and it shouldn't be, with so many people who look defeated, so many people who look haggard, who look almost lost, who started out with a lot of zeal, but have kind of lost the zeal, And now they are going through all sorts of systems to try and keep themselves relevant. But now that is a church that is about to be almost cast off. You know those, what's that process by which animals go and hibernate and then come out, you know, much stronger. Now what we are seeing is the birth pangs of the new church, the powerful church. I've told you, one which cannot be stopped, of people who are fearless. The scripture talks about it, okay? In the book of Joel, chapter 2, they march, you know, like an army. They cannot be stopped, talking about the end time army. Very powerful. They march like locusts. They cannot be stopped. They are destroying everything in front of them. A church that does not break rank. It speaks about the end time church. Very powerful. It doesn't call it church, but talks about an army of the Lord. So that's what we are going to see here now. It might not look like it right now. And so many people look and say, really, is that really, really going to happen? Yes, it is. Some people will say, oh, no, I mean, we really, really don't see that happening when we see, you know, all these people and these evangelists, pastors and what, they seem to be discouraged and so on. And maybe even now more so because of this thing. Just by patience, possess your soul. Wait, something is coming and it is going to be powerful. We are going to run these demonic people out of town. I'm telling you, we are going to run them out of town, and it will not be by any means apart from divine. It will not be by trying to go and seek their favor, trying to go and court their attention. No, it will be divine. Where a church is full of healing, supernatural occurrences, power, dominion. Okay? Dominion in every area, every endeavor in life. Totally full of dominion. And that is the church that we are going to that we are looking at right now. And it's going to happen. And that because at that time, there's going to be a lot of deception from the enemy. The church it's going to be very necessary for the church to come out and be that strong. Because remember what Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail over it. Those are the words of the Lord. They can never not come to pass. They have to come to pass. The gates of hell will never prevail over the church. Even if they might look at some stage like they are forcing people to do what? They're even forcing people to go and preach vaccination on their pulpits. I mean, how cowardly can you be? It is not going to happen, okay? The people who do that are cowardly, okay? So I'm just excited about the times we are living in, because darkness shall cover that. Remember that. It says that, you know, I'm telling you, you need darkness for light to be effective. You remember what Isaiah chapter 60 verse says? Verse 1 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. This is what we're talking about right now. Everybody, corona, COVID, what? And you know, you come up and speak hope and what, nobody wants to know. He says, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness shall cover the people. Now we've been through this, and perhaps we are still seeing the last of it. But he says, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Then he says, the Gentiles shall come to the brightness, shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. So do not be, don't allow yourself to think that there's a space in all this. These words are the words of God. Everything that he has spoken before, that we've spoken about in Bible prophecy, and we shall demonstrate this at some stage. Some of you have been following the Watchman. No, everything that he has spoken about has come to pass. There is no forces of the world that can stop it. Even if all the forces of the world, all the countries stood up, they can never change one line in the Bible. It is impossible. Once it is spoken by God, it has to come to pass. Unless somebody has more authority than him, and we know it's not possible. So we know what is happening, and we are in charge of it. And this church that is arising is going to be, I can't wait to see this church where people are running to get healed, people are running to get rich, a revival of wealth, which is starting right now, a total revival of wealth in the church, where people say, how come these people are rich? How come everybody else seems to be going down and they seem to be going higher and higher? How come? I tell you what, the Gentiles shall come to the brightness of your shining. Brightness of your shining in every area. I mean, everything is working in the church. It's not working anywhere else. Anyhow, I want, as we go through the scriptures, it's important for the people of God to know that we have the last laugh. We, with God, have the last laugh. And man, it shall be powerful. So, don't forget, every Friday, we continue ministering, preparing the church for this time. And we have a fellowship on Friday, and it takes place in Bugolovi. We try to finish in time so that wherever it is you're coming from, you have time to get home before 9 p.m., the 9 p.m. curfew. So in Bugolovi, Kuluvia Road. You just use Google Maps or something, or ask for Kuluvia Road. It's plot 9 Kuluvia Road. We try to put the directions. Come and get schooled in how to live in this end time. It's every Friday. We start at 6 and end at 7:30. We start at 6 and end at 7:30. So that will give you an hour and a half before 9 to get home. And so be there. Make sure you come every Friday. It's important that you do, because we prepare people on how to live in this end time. Because to get away from this discouragement and so on. And some people think that you listen to this end time and you go and you're despondent. No, you have to come and we prepare you. Now, if you want to get every other message that has been preached on this subject and in regard to everything, just go to my website. It's or the website of the ministry. Actually, it's ugwatchman.com, www.ug.watchman.com. Go there. There are messages. Every message I've ever preached since the Watchman started in 2014, you can listen to them as, pick whatever you want. They are titled. You can choose titles that are of interest to you. There's also a lot of financial teaching about that, how I teach people how to get provision for ministry and so on. Then also, one other thing I want to say, if you want to sow seed, and I do encourage you to sow seed into the Watchman ministries, whatever it is, you're listening to this ministry and you're touched by it, and you're touched by the things said, you want to sow seed, please use the numbers that we are going to give you. I'm going to give you right now, and I will end there. The number is MTN numbers. You can use the website if you're out of the country, or if you prefer that, even there, there's a means you can give. But use these numbers, 0780-292-555. I'll say that again, 0780-292-555. 0780-292-555. Or you can use the Airtel line, which is 0755-292-555. I'll say it again, 0755-292-555. Use all those and get all the materials available free of charge. You just have to download them. ugwatchman.com, ugwatchman.com, and enjoy living in this end time. Thank you so much for listening to me. Have yourselves a wonderful evening, morning, or afternoon, whatever it is you're listening from. Bye bye.
That was The Watchman. Tune in next week. Join us at our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Plot 9 Kuluvia Road, Bugolovi. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555, or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.